Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 529.
On Now You Know. So Tesla posted this on Sunday.
Seven. That's today.
Yes, it is. Mountain Man and Tesla said, finally, the new Tesla Frisbee will be released.
And Tesla responded and they said, bullseye. So I guess it's they're just releasing a Frisbee.
Well, Grok has some theories. Okay. I mean, theory number one here is that Tesla's new leaf blower for zero emission yard work is coming out. Theory number two is a roadster fan for insane downforce. Number three is the HVAC upgrade that cools your car in 0.07 seconds.
No.
Drone propeller for Tesla's secret air taxi. Or just a fancy logo animation to troll us all.
We asked our patrons on today's Patreon poll. We'll bring you the results later in the show. So stay tuned because they're usually right.
And I think we know the answer. So when we talk about XAI's Colossus 2 AI data center, we often get caught up talking about the billions of dollars they're spending on thousands of NVIDIA chips. But as Bill Donovan III, a board member of the Memphis Chamber of Commerce, reminds us, in 1 year, XAI has become the second largest taxpayer in the city and the county after FedEx.
XAI has also donated millions of dollars to four Memphis schools, $325,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, and hired workers to go around the city and pick up trash.
But if you like geeky AI numbers, how about these?
XAI is set to be valued at $200 billion soon.
And XAI has 500,000 chips right now on its way to 1 million. So if you're not sure that we're living in the future, well, then meet Nick Ray, Neuralink patient number 8.
I feel like I should probably hold on to it the whole time and probably like gesture wildly with it. You're like, you guys, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, when, here's the thing. So, like, I'll be able to talk with my hands again. So, listen, if we're all here tonight, I think.
Yeah, the arm gesticulating, I see it.
Nick said, hi, everyone. Sorry for the late update. I'll try to get back to Sundays. This was truly a week for the books. I can't remember the last time I put in a solid 8-hour workday. And last week, I put in 3 in a row. It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life so far. I spent Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday working with the assistive robotic arm, or ARA team, operating the ARA with my BCI. That's his Neuralink. It was a week of second firsts, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it all. I put on my own hat for the first time in years. I microwaved my own chicken nuggets and fed myself. I learned how to open my fridge and how to remove and replace lids on jars. I even got to try driving my wheelchair with it slowly inside. I did really well. I also hold the new record for now for the most cylinders moved across the table in 5 minutes, 39, and the most pegs flipped in a standard dexterity test, usually used for stroke patients, in 5 minutes. I did 5. And I pulled off a ridiculous trick shot, video coming Wednesday, on the dex test that was easily one of the top 5 things I did with the ARA. So much fun, so much learning, so much progress. This project is incredible and I'm so grateful to be part of it. Shout outs to Neuralink and the whole team for making it all possible.
Cheers!
Life with my BCI has been and continues to be so surreal and so rewarding. Can't wait to see what comes next. Be good. Do good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So again, you're not going to hear this on the mainstream media and everyone's going to say that Elon's an evil person, but he's doing this kind of good work that is changing people's lives. So if you take away the rockets, take away the cars, take away the humanoid robots, this alone should get him a Nobel Peace Prize. I really want to thank our friend Joe Barletta at Smart Charge America for sponsoring us today and for the work his entire team does every day.
If you're looking to install EV charging, whether it's at your home or business, you owe it to yourself to get a free quote from Smart Charge America.
They've been doing this for years and they have the experience to get your job done right the first time.
We know firsthand because Smart Charge America's licensed local electricians installed our Tesla wall connector with the PowerShare system so that our Cybertruck can power our house.
And Joe and his team handled everything, design, permitting, installation, all with smiles at every step. It's so nice to have peace of mind. So for your next charging project, go to Smart Charge America, fill out their quick online form to get a free quote.
And use our link or tell them Zach and Jesse sent you because Joe is offering our viewers 15% off your installation.
Do it now before this limited time offer goes away.
As we reported last week, Elon said that FSD version 14 would be coming Monday, which is yesterday.
Okay, so he was a few hours late, but earlier this morning, Ashok Elaswamy, Tesla's head of AI, posted FSD 14.1, the first in the V14 series, has officially started rolling out to customers. Many follow-up releases with significant improvements are in the works. These should ship through the rest of this year. Enjoy and looking forward to your feedback. Okay, so
let's see what's in today's release.
All right, so we got added arrival options for you to select where FSD should park, in a parking lot, on the street, in a driveway, in a parking garage, or at the curbside.
Of course, people do go both ways.
That alone is probably worth a new release.
Next up, added handling to pull over on right for emergency vehicles.
Yes!
So that's police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances.
That's so important. Added navigation and routing into the vision-based neural network for a real-time handling of blocked roads and detours. This is so great because before, it was like, well, the map says to go this way, so we're stuck.
Mm. Added additional speed profile to further customize driving style preference. Thank God.
Is it going
to
be faster or slower?
I think it's whatever you desire.
Oh.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Improved handling for static and dynamic gates. This is awesome because it was a 50-50 whether it would stop at one of those gates that goes up.
Mm. Improved offsetting for road debris, e.g. tires, tree branches, boxes, of several scenarios, including unprotected turns, lane changes, vehicle cut-ins, and school buses.
Oh, I can't wait to go test this out. Oh. Improved FSD's ability to manage system faults and recover smoothly from degraded operation for enhanced reliability. So I'm guessing this would be like rain and snow and other and like dirt on the lens and stuff.
Mm. Added alerting for residue buildup on interior windshield that may impact front camera visibility. If affected, visit service for cleaning.
Oh, that's nasty.
Interesting. Okay. Well, hopefully it's coming today. As soon as it does, we're going to hop in the car and make a video for you guys. So I cannot wait. This is so exciting. And if you teach a humanoid robot how to do kung fu, it's going to want to do this.
Tesla Optimus posted, tried to start a fight at the Tron Ares premiere. And so... yep, it was doing some kung fu in front of Jared Leto.
Luckily, this was just a dual promotional thing. Wasn't a real fight.
Yep, and good thing Jared Leto wasn't method acting, because I'm sure
he might have just that would have been
a problem.
Luckily, that wasn't a real weapon.
Good decision,
Leto. Yeah.
All right, it's time for a Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
So this next news item makes me feel like this is a line from a Star Trek episode.
Sir.
The Cybertruck fleet has arrived at Starbase.
Fascinating.
Starbase Surfer posted, two loads of Cybertrucks just landed at Starbase. And Caesar G said, just wrapped up a visit to Starbase and the Cybertruck fleet is starting to arrive. Dozens are already on site, lined up to replace the old gas work trucks. SpaceX is aiming to swap out the entire fleet for these Angular bad boys. It's a smart move for efficiency as we ramp up Starship production. Look at that. They have Cybertruck only parking.
Sweet.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget that we have a Model Y front cooler for you guys to win. So go join Patreon for as little as $1 a month and you get all of our bonus stories plus chances to win cool stuff. We'll see you there. All right, back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are important people. Who do we got today?
We've got Kareem Dergemon,
Manny Sariva,
Preston Robinson,
Tim Bertram,
and Wynn Coffin. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this work without you.
And we had a Patreon poll this week, which is, of course, what is it? And, well, Roadster Fan for Insane Downforce seems to be the leader, which really surprised me because, as we know from a bunch of the others, the second choice here was none of the above. It's the Model Y basic. We're going to talk more about this on Patreon bonus stories. It's coming out today. We're recording the show in the morning, so we don't know for a fact, but I'm like 99% sure that it's the Model Y basic.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about it on Thursday. So, yeah, obviously, we'll all know
about that. Stay tuned for that.
And hit the subscribe button so that way you don't miss it.
Exactly. And I mean, this was also posted on this Sunday, which are these lights, which does line up with the picture of the Model Y basic we've seen.
Which is obviously the new 39,990 Model Y standard variant.
And a lot of people were putting up polls of like, what's the price going to be? But we did already report that it was leaked on the website that it's 39,900. Now, maybe that was a mislead. Maybe it's cheaper. We'll find out. But I'm pretty sure that this is it. And this is really good news for a lot of people because it brings it within range of so many more potential customers. And we'll discuss it all on Patreon bonus stories today. We'll see you there. All right, time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said, major upgrade just released for Grok Imagine, now at version 0.9. It was at 0.1, so this is a major leap. And he was posting about it all week, so he's very proud of it. It looks really cool. Elon said, so few understand the implications, even when stated as clearly as below. What we're talking about here is rocket reusability. It isn't just an optimization, it's a phase transition, says Luis Batalla. When you throw rockets away, you're limited by factory throughput, about 16 rockets per year. Reuse them, and you enter a different regime of launch volume, economics, and ambition.
And so you can see, as you have more rockets, you get to launch more every year because it takes a little time to turn them around, but now you're not just going like, all right, let's launch a rocket. And they're like, hold on, I'm not done building it yet.
Mirthful Moments posted, the media said Tesla would fail. Today it's worth $1.4 trillion. The media said SpaceX would fail. Today it dominates the space industry. The media said X would fail. Today it's the number one source for news. They never stop lying, and they're always wrong.
And Elon said, just lucky.
Peter Sweden says, I'm never ordering from a QR code at a restaurant.
Elon says, I hate QR codes. Such an eyesore.
Elon said the XAI game studio will release a great AI-generated game before the end of next year. And then he went on to say, Grok will make a movie that is at least watchable before the end of next year and really good movies in 2027. Watch out, Jared Leto. Alp says, dumb question, what is the universe contained in?
Elon said, a computer.
Elon Musk reposted this, a Patriotic Nation post, George Orwell in 2025.
Well, I wasn't far off, was I?
Afternoon, sir. Can I see your digital ID, please?
Oh, that's rich. I write the warning and you make it the rule.
Elon says it is high time that corrupt judges who violate the Constitution be fired. And he said any given piece of legislation will tend to be the opposite of its name. The name is there to trick people into supporting it. Unfortunately, propaganda works.
Then Elon posted this.
Elon also posted this. Macro hard. We do this not because it's easy, but because we thought it would be easy. Viv says, the people demand macro hard merchandise. I'm people.
Elon said, let's do it.
The Kobayashi letter posted, OpenAI now has $100 billion investment from NVIDIA, up to 10% ownership in AMD, $500 billion Stargate investment, $500 billion valuation. How is OpenAI still owned by a nonprofit parent company?
And Elon said, good question.
Unseen One says, there's a misunderstanding when it comes to impeachment of judges. You only need a simple majority in the House to impeach any judge.
And Elon said, this is the way. Now, what he also didn't say there is that you would then need a further vote from the Senate.
Correct. 67 votes.
67 votes in the Senate, which is more votes. But the impeachment process would bring that basically
accountability
forward, because there would have to, the judge would have to defend their ruling. And if it was found to be unconstitutional, then they could be removed. But at the very least, they would have already been impeached. And that's kind of a slap on the wrist. It's a pretty serious thing. Yep. And
because otherwise, if you're a judge, you can just make a ruling that's unconstitutional. That's just insane.
But I mean, it shows that this is a tool that we've already built into
the
fabric of our democracy. A good reason.
Exactly.
And if you don't use the tools that we already built in to, we knew that there could be corrupt judges and we wanted to have a system in place to remove them. And it's not an easy system.
Nope.
It's but you know, that way there would be discussion about it. It's not just some, power that somebody just says like, you're impeached now. I don't know. It's something to think about.
Definitely. And use. All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. Let's see what people have found out there today.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Mike and Elizabeth. We're in Woodstock, Georgia at a 12-stall station here at the mall. There's some trash cans here, which is nice, as we've talked in the last one. You know, the mall's got a food court and a whole bunch of other stuff. So probably here during mall hours, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of things to do. Other than that, so with that, I think we would give it probably a, what do you think?
7 out of 10.
And now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott reporting in from Waterville, Maine. Tesla superchargers, version 3, 12 of them, right off Interstate 95. In the parking lot of a Hannaford grocery store, there's also a Hobby Lobby. There's a Subway down the plaza. There's a Five Guys across the street, a McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts. I think there's a Starbucks around here somewhere. So it's got pretty good amenities. I'm gonna rate this one 6 on the Jesse scale. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can find them all, and you can upload your own.
And thank you for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget to head on over to Patreon next for your Patreon bonus stories and to enter for your chance to win the Tesla Model Y front cooler.
We'll see you on Thursday, everybody. Now you know.